is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. The Taliban warned today that if Turkey extends its military presence in Afghanistan, the Islamist group will view Turkish troops as occupiers and wage jihad against them. The warning came amid fresh battlefield moves that critics say show the Taliban are planning a military takeover of Afghanistan in defiance of their peace pledges, raising the prospects of a full-blown civil war. The United States has asked Turkey to secure Kabul's airport after all American and NATO allied troops withdraw from the country by the end of next month. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said on Friday, without elaborating, that he had agreed with Washington on the scope of how to secure and manage the airport. The Taliban condemned the deal as reprehensible and demanded Turkey review its decision. Meanwhile, Afghanistan's former president on Tuesday assured the Afghan people that the stalled peace talks between the government and the Taliban would restart soon. Hamid Karzai made his remarks during a news conference at his residence in Kabul as the Taliban continued to capture more territories in the north of the country. Karzai called on both sides to stop fighting and said that capturing more territory is not going to benefit the Taliban and that they should be a part of a peace deal. Rioting and looting in South Africa continued today, raising the death toll to at least 30 as protesters clash with police. The violence erupted last week when former President Jacob Zuma began serving a 15-month jail sentence for contempt of court. In the country's worst unrest in years, looters vandalized shopping malls, other retail outlets, and businesses in the province of Gauteng.